In rural areas, access to mental health services is very limited, sometimes even more so for teens and children, and the need for these services is growing. Side Effects' Carter Barrett reports how one Midwestern school is using technology to help bridge this gap.
2 hours south of Indianapolis is Orleans, a farming and manufacturing town, population 2,000. One of the first things you pass on the way into town is the junior-senior high school. Inside, a row of basketballs lines the top shelf in Principal Chris Stevens' office. They're a symbol of rural Indiana, where schools and basketball are often the heart of community life. And many students in these communities share something else, a struggle with mental illness.
What we have is something that I would probably describe as close to an IV cart or something out of a hospital, but it's a little bit more geared toward technology for that.
Stevens is talking about a device designed to help students. It looks basically like an iPad on a mobile stand. Students at the school will use it to talk with therapists at IU Health via a two-way video chat.
Oh, it's been overwhelming as far as the amount of people that we're getting who either support it or have come forward and saying, I want to be on this list.
Depression and anxiety are huge.
That's Kristen Bai, the school guidance counselor. She says while Orleans has some nearby options for mental health services, that doesn't mean students can easily access them.
Parents either work and they find it difficult to get off work, or they are worried about insurance or their child missing school. If they go to Wellstone or Centerstone at Bedford, that's a 20-minute drive up, a 20-minute drive back, plus the session itself.
Parental consent is required for students to participate in the new service, known as telehealth. The consent issue stirred debate as lawmakers have tried to tackle the rate of Indiana youths considering suicide, one of the highest in the nation. Shannon Mace is with the National Council for Behavioral Health. She says there's growing evidence that telehealth is an effective way to deliver mental health services. However, legal and logistical red tape have slowed the rollout.
So once you get over the hurdle of just being able to invest in the infrastructure itself, then they need to find a way in order to be reimbursed for the services that they're providing.
Reimbursing for telehealth services can be tricky. Policies vary by state or insurance provider. Insurer CareSource partnered with Orleans Junior Senior High School to donate the equipment and set up the services. They say insurance won't be a barrier for Orleans students who need treatment. Steve Smitherman heads CareSource operations in Indiana. He says the Orleans school is a pilot project for the company.
Yeah, we'd love to have this option available in every rural school setting if it's successful.
This pilot project took about 2 years to get off the ground. And as schools are increasingly responsible for students' mental health needs, is this a viable option? IU Health says schools would need to purchase the $3,500 equipment, find a provider, and navigate health insurance, and deal with two bureaucracies.
We found out, though, that our small school bureaucracy kind of works a little faster than some of the hospital bureaucracies, and so some things took a little bit of time.
That's Principal Stevens again. He says doing this work means making sure everyone is on the same page.
Not just small schools, but in every school, the workload is tremendous, and the needs are sometimes immediate, but I feel like by us being proactive, that's going to pay dividends in the long run for us and our kids.
Results of the pilot, including grades, disciplinary records, and reduced depression and anxiety, will be tracked. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Carter Barrett.